guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
I don't care if you like it. This is the way we're starting the show. This bitch just said, I said, I know how to start it. You've ruined it now.
I was just kidding.
I'm not sure if Chain is cheating on me or not. He's cheating on me.
Oh, see, I like that.
I'm really stressed.
The way she pronounces the word stressed really bothered me.
Y'all.
This was
not gonna go good.
I lost my mind at the end of this segment. Can we just start with them?
Sure.
Since we're talking about them. Yo, this is Lalu.
It's Lalu.
Lalu, sorry. Conned again.
Conned again.
Episode X9 at sign cat emoji.
I think it's 43, but well, look, cat emoji. We started late, y'all, because this is how Gay Poodle and I were. We just had a very earnest conversation of how we just want J-Lo to be happy, and we just still are worried that Bennifer...
She does not need a man.
She doesn't need a man, y'all. J-Lo doesn't need it. We love her. We want
if
her to...
anyone doesn't need a man. But I'm saying, I guess if she's happy, go for it.
Do it like Whitney. I'm not afraid to try. I'll make it on my own.
But don't you think he's always with the exception of Jennifer Garner, he's always
with a national treasure
with these like sinking ships, like or I don't know.
I don't get it, y'all.
Or he sinks the ship.
I don't dislike Ben Affleck. I don't think like he's a. I just think he's not the same level. The only person that I thought they were perfect for each other was him and Goop.
Who?
Goop girl.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
Oh, they weren't ripe at all.
Because she's
but gross. I thought Jay Garn might have rehabilitated him, but no.
He's got demons.
He needs to be with like a Boston girl who I don't know. Anyway, that was gay.
J-Lo, we saw your Grammy performance and you don't need anyone.
You don't need anyone.
You're a goddess. All right.
Even if your love don't cost a thing.
It doesn't.
Y'all.
Anyway, that's why we're late starting this show.
Let's talk about Lacey and Chain.
Chain.
It's family beach day, but it's cold outside and it sucks.
Also, y'all, I'm sorry, I got to talk about this right now.
Oh, God.
Put some type of cover over this baby sitting in the sun.
The baby, and they're like, you're getting it in her eye. Maybe put a hat on the baby.
Put a hat on the baby.
Get a painted hat for the baby. Sorry.
You'll be seeing it in the big time. Or put like just an umbrella over the baby.
But I'm feeling really mitchy.
Mitchy because... I haven't got but
I'm sexually frustrated.
Y'all remember her.
I'm gonna have sex, but
her friend didn't work.
I'm just gonna use my dildo. Even though you got braces, doesn't mean you can't still eat my pussy.
Y'all, a lot of you have Yeah.
Oh, that scene when she basically said, I don't care if you got braces, you can still eat my pussy.
I'm all about somebody being sex positive. She's sex crazy.
She really is. I think it gets out her anger and her crazy when she has sex. And it's
she never talks about anything depthful or deep at all.
Deep.
And so she has to, and she doesn't process a lot. So that, I think you're right. It like gets out some type of like emotion in her.
Otherwise, she just kind of stares at you with those kind of dead eyes and that face that just goes,
she has to process it all. I think for her to be sexualized is a way for her to be seen.
Totally. And it's how she fits in the world, how she shows up in the world. Because she's done lots of adult work.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No.
But we're just saying, anyway.
But have a balanced life. I don't think it's balanced for her.
I'm stressed because I'm gonna get his dick.
And she's telling her friends, because the friends are at the family beach day, too.
Her horrible, horrible friends.
They're awful.
These friends are horrible.
Y'all, if you got friends like this, you need to stay away from them.
You need new
friends. These are not good friends. These friends have been her friends for a while.
Y'all,
they give her the worst advice.
The worst advice. Even her friends like, whoa, Lacey is the most sexualized person I've ever met in my life. If they're not having sex, that's a problem.
And she's saying, well, Shane is putting on cologne and showers to go to the gym, and then he comes on and showers after.
Lacey, that's a red flag. He's cheating on you. Do you have his phone? Do you have his phone, Lacey?
No,
Give me his phone. I'll look. Give me his phone.
Okay.
I broke into like four phones. Give me that phone.
And y'all, she gets into the phone and it's
you have a right to go through his phone.
Yeah, this woman is nuts.
She does not have a right to go through his
phone. No one has a right to go through your husband's phone. No one has a right to go through your phone.
No.
No, you don't have a right, really. We've talked about this before. You kind of had a right to go through your kid's phone, but even that makes me a little icky.
No, you could go through your because you might have a kid that's doing the right thing, but they still have
what if your kid's 18? Do you have a right to go through your kid's phone?
No.
No one has any right to go through anyone else's phone.
Any adult's phone, yes.
So she's looking at the phone and she's like,
but imagine if you had a cell phone and you were 13 years old. Mother Poodle would need to look.
She would have needed
phone.
To go through that phone.
Yeah,
if I would have been a kid today,
25-year-old man.
Oh, I would. They would totally like groom me.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
Yo, I would be in pieces somewhere in a river.
You would.
I would totally.
Wow. I'm looking at your face, and that just hit home for you.
No, I just realized I would be some scary guy on picklefinder.net would have groomed me.
They would have found your videos that you would have posted on YouTube, on your YouTube channel. What would the name of your YouTube channel have been when you were 13? Beethoven or Bust or whatever?
Oh, God. It would have been something really pretentious, like it's not already.
Mine would have been like, Paula's number one fan because I loved Paula Abdul. Some basic shit.
Yeah, and you never really stop being basic. So
yeah, because you're never.
No, I'm unique.
Yeah,
I'm an Enneagram 4. I'm basic in my uniqueness.
Oh.
Anyway, so she's like, who's Sydney? And she's like, so excited for our next training session. And the friend's like, EXO, that means they're kissing.
No, that means they're fucking. That means this bitch is fucking your husband, y'all.
He's cheated before.
Just so
He's
you
been
know.
He's cheating on me.
Sydney can be a man or a woman's name.
Yeah, that's true.
So there is that already. And also, isn't he trying to work as a personal trainer?
That was something he was trying to do at the gym.
So
maybe he didn't tell her he was doing that. But y'all,
because she would react like this.
Then she immediately goes to the bathroom. She's very upset. She is, and while she's doing that, Chain is talking to John, her father, John.
And
father
John's
John.
Like, hey, because this is appropriate.
This guy's such an asshole.
Why? Hey, John, I want to talk to you. Why are you not pounding my daughter?
Why are you not fucking her? Always butting in.
Why are you not spreading your legs and just giving her that dick? You know,
being the man you promised,
to my daughter's vagina. To my daughter's vagina. Why are you not giving? Did that just feel gross?
Yeah, he didn't say fuck my daughter, but
he did say you're not having sex. He talked about it. I went, this is not appropriate.
Anyway, speaking of not appropriate,
and Shane says,
I've been going through a depressive thing.
It's not like he says, I'm cheating on. I'm going through depression.
I've been going through a depression lately.
I'm depressed. And I'm like, it saddens me.
Trying to get a job that's working from home so I can help Lacey with the baby.
Nobody is honoring this guy's mental health. And it's infuriating to me.
And then we hear a familiar voice from the bathroom.
You know what? This is going to be best then, y'all. We weren't planning on it, but I'd like to present a reality gaze theater. Blue Poodle's going to be playing the role of Lacey. I'm going to be playing the role of John. And action.
I need to talk to you. Hello.
Hey, dude. Did you get your lips done more? It's harder to understand you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, baby. I knew you'd call me. Johnny boy. You're Johnny O'Malley. You're Johnny come off it.
You were always good at that.
Yeah. What you calling me for?
I think Chain is cheating on me. He's cheating on me.
Wait. He got the sheets out?
No, he's cheating. He's cheating.
Oh, yeah. You cheating. Into scat, baby? You want me to shit on you,
cheating.
Too? I'll shit on you.
C-H-E-E-P-M-N-B.
Oh, cheating. Why didn't you just say cheating? Should have just said it, honey. That makes sense. Of course he's cheating on you, babe. Because you can't give
he's
that love.
He's not doing what he should do as a husband.
You can't give that love to anybody else but me. Your Daddy O'Malley. Your Johnny.
I love you, Daddy.
Your Johnny Rocket.
I ever called you that, but sure.
Anyway, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I need some help.
Okay, help with what?
With my pussy.
You're making pudding?
Pussy.
What? You got a person.
Pussy.
You've got what?
P-O-O-S-E.
Oh, okay, you're Aunt Paula. Okay, I'll be right over.
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you, I'm in the bathroom.
And scene.
She's an idiot!
Oh, why is she calling John? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm all for John. I love me some John, some Daddy John.
I mean,
Get his teeth fixed. He is hot.
I know you
like Shane better, which is weird, but I'm a big John fan.
I think just Shane has a better body.
Who cares when it's that goofy looking like mouth breather face looking down on you? Oh, you like when I'm fucking you? You know, I will say, John can fuck her a lot better than Shane. I guarantee you.
Probably. But
and that sex, y'all, is deviant.
The thing is you like to have sex with somebody that might kill you. I don't.
You got to have a safe word.
I don't enjoy a safe word. Yeah.
And hopefully an armed guard out the door hears the safe word.
Yeah, I don't. That's not for me. So if y'all agree with Poodle, you might want to process that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people, more than I thought, who also had a thing for Doug. None of us choose any good relationships,
by the way. Yeah, I
don't
want someone to steal my 401k.
They do it because they love you.
We need to move on.
Let's go back to Puppy and Amber. Amber's been trying to get Puppy to come to the door of this place she's been staying. This strange man walks out. Is like,
hey, what? You don't want none of what you got.
What you got? She's like,
who are you?
Puppy here. He just goes,
mm-mm.
And then go, y'all. She's high as fuck.
Still, with enough frame of mind to put on lots of heavy eyelashes.
She's even slimmer than when we last saw her.
I know. I'm worried.
She looks horrible.
She's like, why are you checking up on me? And she's like, you abandoned me to Amber.
And Amber's like, you were too much. I mean, basically, y'all, this is what happens when you put down a boundary for someone who's using. Because if they didn't say this, I almost wish that they would just say, I wish she would just say, are you using it? I feel like they're talking around it and not talking about it. Do you feel that way?
I don't think that's something that Amber can say right now. I think she would consider that a betrayal because they're so close.
Possibly.
And I don't think they've ever... Think about their level of intimacy. They can only really say how they feel when they've been drinking.
Or they're stuck in prison.
Right. So I don't think they have a level where they can talk about addictions
I think that's probably
and
fair.
So I don't think she can ask that.
Because she even... Amber says, who answered the door? And Puppy's like, it's none of your fucking business.
And... I will say, just the idea of her saying, your mom sent me, should have, I think that Puppy's pretty far gone. But if that should have snapped her back into something, but it didn't.
It didn't, because she even said, your mom was worried about you. It's like you dropped off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And she said, Puppy said, yeah, that's what's best for me.
Then
so
Amber
says, I don't know why you're so hell-bent on doing that. When you don't care about me anymore.
Amber says, I still love you, and I'm trying to do what's best for you. And she's and Amber says, you didn't stick to the plan. She's like, you quit the plan. You quit
she's
the
like,
plan
you
halfway.
Quit the plan. Go love Sammy. How's it going? And she even says, I bet she had a fight with Sammy, and now she's coming back to me.
And she even says, she's like, I did have a job, but Queen pointed at her, and Queen fired me.
So
because Queen fired her because she was literally in people's houses drinking their liquor.
She fired her because she was using.
Yep.
She put down a boundary. Y'all, it's just, sadly, we've seen this all too often.
And the last thing really bothered me. She's like, you told me you would when you got your shit together, you'd call me. And Puppy just goes, I hadn't gotten my shit together. And this is dramatic television, and I'm here for it, and it's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking because I guarantee you Puppy went and then used more right after she left because she was having feelings. And she could,
poor Puppy.
And it's not that Amber is the same here. Y'all remember, Amber kind of used Puppy at first. So
they both have extreme codependent issues.
Yes, and I think it made Puppy feel, it's not Amber's fault that Puppy used. I don't mean that. It's not Amber's fault that Puppy can't deal with her emotions.
Right.
And help regulate that. But it is Amber's fault that she probably did contribute to feelings of Puppy feeling like even more shit about herself.
Yeah. Shall we move on to another returner? We knew this was coming up, y'all.
Oh.
Deontay and Nicole.
You don't
rest in
bring
peace,
me flowers.
Nicole Jr. You went off on that pyre into the water. Went into Valhalla. What is that?
On the horizon.
Is that Annie Lennox song?
Do, 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 do. It's something called like Unto the Sea. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Oh, the sea.
Oh, the sea. That should have been accompanied by Annie Lennox. That was Lord of the Rings, right?
It was she at did the that? End of Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
I cried my eyes out during that whole section.
That was a very beautiful section, yeah.
Wow. Y'all, if you ever wanted to see your husband or boyfriend cry, watch that movie with them. Watch the third installment. If they're not crying, something's wrong.
Yes, hello, did someone call me? I cried many times. Hello.
No.
Hello, it's Dildo Swaggins.
We don't have time for you.
Did someone
be
mention
gone.
Lord of the Rings? I was riding by on my horse and I heard
you
my name.
You do not have
called.
A horse.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That is
yes.
that is okay. Your grandmother's Jazzy.
It's possibly because my Toyota Tercel's being worked
you're
on.
Still, you're still using it even though she's been dead for 10 years.
Mom, I'm talking to my friend. I'm just having a conversation.
Jared, that is it. You're gonna come up there. Your father hasn't paid child support in at least 3 months. You're gonna go live with him. That's it.
Anyway, sorry, I'm back. I'm going to have to go soon. I think my troll wife is going to... I just want to say the Annie Lennox song is called Into the West.
Interesting.
We play it at all our funerals and at the end of every Renaissance fair.
Jared, I'm going to have to take Grandma's jersey. That's it. I'm leaving.
I've got to go. Bye.
Sorry, I had to pee. What I missed.
Oh, nothing. Nothing. So Deontay has flowers, and I'm like, oh God, I hope we're not seeing Nicole again. No, they are for La Crystal, his blind date.
Oh, it's La Crystal.
By Derek.
Deontay looks good. I'm not gonna lie, y'all.
He's been working out.
He looks good, y'all.
He's still got that hungry, needy look.
He could dick me down from this way to Tuesday.
Are you just obsessed with dating these needy, like, shells of people?
Some sissies agree with me that he would be good in bed.
No, the majority.
Some agree. I'm telling
y'all,
you.
Y'all, if two people agree, he says 50-50.
I'm just saying, y'all, it's huge.
But it doesn't matter. He needs so much encouragement.
But you never know. It's always worth it to me.
He needs so much. They don't know how to use it.
But what if
so
you could teach
much
him?
Emotional propping up.
I could teach
it's not
him.
Worth it.
He would always get me a salad at Mendocino Farms afterwards and pay for it.
Yeah, but what is the bargain you're striking?
I'm just saying, this is why we're doing this show in an apartment.
You'd have to
in LA instead of a studio.
You'd spend the 10 minutes that he'd be pummeling you, and it would not be good. And then you'd have to spend the rest of the time with him.
But yeah, but
think
I'd
about
be driving
that.
A Mercedes.
Not with Deontay.
Yeah, he wouldn't go into debt. He's got debt people calling him.
But his debt, his
and then
money
when they
would
come
run out.
I would say, not in my car. It's not my name. Not familiar.
Y'all, so. They are. Derek has set this date up, and he's got some paddle boat. He's going on a paddle boat ride with her.
He brings her flowers. He said he hasn't spoken to Nicole in 4 months, and I thought, oh well, this is good. Maybe he's over it. Maybe he's ready to move on. Maybe he's ready to go on another date. Oh wait.
Crystal,
You need to run, girl.
Did you know that La Crystal took those flowers on the paddle boat with her?
Well, where do you put them?
But they're coming right back. You could have left them on the dock.
Well, what if they fell off?
Why would the... No!
It's windy. I don't know.
I was like, what are you going to do with the flowers in the paddle boat?
I did wonder. I went, those are in the way. Anyway, so,
y'all, La Crystal asks... The worst question, or maybe he asked it first. That's what it is. He asked.
Oh, yeah.
So, how are you single? Don't ask that.
Don't
how
ask
many
it.
Times do we have to exactly. ask?
How are you single with those beautiful eyes? I get lost them. And La Crystal was like, well, I can help you get found.
She also says, well, really, people use me as a rebound to get over their ex. And he's like, ooh.
And then, y'all, Deontay. Bless his heart, he does give the worst date ever. He's like, well, I'm just happy you're the first person I've dated that's not been incarcerated. And the crystal goes,
what?
Huh? She literally just
He's like, you date girls in jail? She said, you date girls in jail? And she's like, interesting.
Interesting.
Y'all, when I say interesting, that means there will not be a second date.
And
unless I can fuck you in the car later and it's good.
And now Conte said, you know, it went all okay, but you know. Again, let me tell you this on the first date. I just have a really high sex drive. Hope that's not too much information. And La Crystal's like, no, I'm good. I'm getting it.
This is the thing. I don't know if La Crystal's much of a prize because she says, he's awkward, but he's not got a nice body, and I wouldn't mind.
I think she's there. I actually think she's there for the right reasons.
Yeah. So he asks her, would you want to go out again? Y'all, this
no,
is...
No, she asked him.
That's right, she did.
She says, do you want to go on a second date? I don't know if it's too much. And he's like, yeah, man, I could do that, y'all, because she wants to fuck.
And he says, this is when you know it's bad, and this is when it gets shitty. She's like, well, she's not really petite, but she's a nice, easy woman.
Yeah.
Which means she's not your type,
nope.
And she's easy, which that's not your type. You like them dramatic.
Yep.
And you like them, mostly you like them white and formerly incarcerated.
Yeah.
And with problems.
Yeah.
And that's, you like people who are difficult and bad for you.
Y'all,
that means fix your choices.
It's not that we really felt this before. Maybe I did a little bit, but after this I went, Deontay, I can't feel sorry
He's
for you
fucked.
Anymore. None of us can feel sorry for you.
No.
Your picker is off.
It's interesting you're saying that. I
didn't feel
feeling
sorry for yeah.
I stopped feeling sorry for him after like the first or second episode.
Maybe like episode like 3 or 4. I felt sorry after she came home and she was totally like, I don't want to have sex. And then he was like, okay. And then he went home and fucked Nicole Jr. And I died.
So he basically says after that, he said, yeah, sorry, after that date, all I can think about is Nicole. And guess what?
Yeah.
The bill. He's like, I've been getting called for bill collectors because I'm in debt because
Nicole.
I've been paying for everything for her.
But you know what? Let me go talk to her mom because that'll be good.
Because I'm sure. So mom is just
Krista, right?
I think that's right. Mom is just doing some maintenance for her above ground pool, which is very tiny,
as I've seen people do. And so Deontay's like, well. Yeah, well, I miss her, and I feel like you're the only person I could talk to. And mom's like, she's sleeping in the house right now, and she'd be real pissed off if you were here.
Now, Claire, give me some clarity here. Maybe I missed this. What was his reason for showing up besides missed you?
I missed that, too, because mom jumps into, you just want to have sex with her, and I'm like,
but no, I think he said, I did not. I treated her really well, and I didn't even get anything for it or something like
that.
He said, and I'm like, what do you think that's going to do? This is her mom.
This is her mom.
And he says, it's not about sex. And I went, it is about sex.
It is about sex.
Because that for him is how he, for him, that is, it's, this is a, he still sees relationships as transactional because he paid all that money for her. He gave her all these things. And for him, that is sex that's going to be given back to him.
Yes.
And he sees it as a very transactional relationship that hasn't been evened out. And part of him really thinks that even if they're broken up, she should have sex with him right now. And that's fucked up.
Question. I agree. Question. Would he want her back if they had fucked? It makes you wonder because he's so pressing.
I think it would have made it worse.
Because
I think he's just there to get anything. He has the idea of sex in his brain is hardwired with some type of weird romantic love, but it isn't really romantic. He has this idea of she's my queen. I've paid for her. I've given every. It's almost this weird type of reverse sexism. Mm-hmm. Like, she's my queen. I revere her, but I only want her for sex. Mm-hmm. But I've also paid for her. So it would either be two things. It would either be like the relationship was over, I got what I wanted, or I need it all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I don't think he's had many successful relationships besides these two women.
No.
Yep.
You said besides, I don't think he's had any successful relationships, period.
Right. But I'm saying even relationships. I don't think he's had many relationships besides these two women.
Everything he learned about love, he learned from a silicone doll. That'd be the name of his memoir.
So, y'all, mom says you need to leave now.
Yeah, mom even says, so you're saying you just... Wish that
you came here. I want to have sex with my daughter.
He's like, no, I'm not saying that at all. He leaves. Nicole gets up in the morning and mom says, hey, Nicole. And Nicole's like, hey, mom, can you give me some breakfast? She's like, there's a cereal.
There's a bowl and there's some cereal.
And
good
then,
for you.
Y'all. So this was filmed, what, like 8 months ago?
Maybe a little less.
6 months ago?
Yeah. Nicole reveals, she's like, I'm finally feeling better. I had COVID twice.
Y'all.
Now, y'all, Nicole is responsible for Delta. Yeah.
She is. You know what this means?
And Tau when it comes out.
Yeah. It means she hasn't given a fuck about any of this.
No. She's
never
kept
worn
seeing
a mask.
People.
She's done everything.
Yep.
She's just a shit human. She really is.
She hasn't stopped going places, seeing her friends.
Like a lot of young people, but she probably had COVID and was like, people won't get it.
Right. So anyway, mom tells her about Deontay coming over. And she's like, this is when this is such a lot of garbage. She's like, I'm still with Tia, but I miss him.
I miss his money.
I mean him.
I miss his credit card. I mean his car. I mean, no. I mean his eyes.
This is how
his eyes.
His open, needy eyes.
That's what I mean.
That never seem to have a bottom to them.
They don't blink. They kind of look like an Ewok eyes, just all glassy looking at you. Remember that last Star Wars?
And they feel like they're going to pull you in like a tractor beam.
Yeah. I saw Ewoks in prison with my girlfriend.
And we was yelling, no, don't let the CEO come in and see us.
No.
Y'all, my favorite thing, she's like, I'm still with Tia, but I got to tell you, Tia's got some real major anger issues.
Yeah.
She can really pick them, can't she?
Boy, she can.
This is also someone Ooh. Talking about... Deontay needing some type of extra kink. She needs drama as well.
Oh, yes.
And Tia provides that drama for her.
Oh, yeah.
So the next thing, you guys, Tia comes over.
She's like, what you doing? I'm just tanning, you know, because I'm going to get a job at a tanning salon.
I fell asleep waiting on you because Tia lives 5 hours away and for traffic. And so she tells Tia that
I guess
Deontay called in.
I mainly want to come back to, do people still tan?
Apparently, yes.
Do you go to a tanning? And I'm not going to judge
you. Don't. No, just don't do it.
But why?
Don't do it.
Don't you know it's bad for you?
And it ages you. Yeah.
And it gives you cancer.
That's true. That's the worst thing.
It's like saying...
I don't know. It ages you is almost worse than cancer.
Like smoking. Okay, I get it. Smoking's addictive.
Right.
It literally, your body freaks out when you don't have a cigarette.
So you're saying, why do people keep tanning? Because they look good and they think they're immortal. That's why. I think we get plenty of sun, you guys, if you're out. Now, during the pandemic, you might not have gotten enough just vitamin D. But I think 10 to 15 minutes outside in sun,
that's
all you need.
Y'all, if your doctor tells, don't come at me and say, well, I have a medical condition, I have to tan. Okay,
I don't give a shit about your medical condition.
I do, but that's fine.
Not really.
Good for you. But if you're just tanning to tan, y'all got to stop.
Yeah, stop doing it. So,
because Nicole Jr., y'all, is gonna, you know, who
Nicole,
she's,
not Nicole Jr., she's
or
dead.
Nicole, you know what Nicole's gonna look like when she's 40?
Lacey?
No, Lacey's had enough work done.
That's true.
She's gonna look like, probably kind of like Puppy's mom.
Oh.
I mean, how old is Puppy?
Puppy's maybe mid-20s.
That's a hard mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
She could easily pass for 35.
Maybe she's older than that.
Maybe.
I don't know. We don't look at ages. Age is just a number.
You know who I realize we don't have on this season? It's Cabbage Patch.
Oh, that's right. We don't.
You know, Cabbage Patch.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I was just always waiting for her to take him back, to take Michael back. We're talking about Sarah and Michael. Supposedly, he's been having real drama. There was a little bit of interstitial with him and Maria. He's back with Maria
and
in
Florida.
So
they're having drama again?
Yes, of course. It's Michael.
That snake. Devil snake or devil dick.
Unfortunately, I do believe that...
Sarah?
No, her ex boyfriend, the guy who she was with for a while, he's in the Iceman Cometh, though. So, you know, He's still acting.
Williamstown Theater Festival. Yeah. There you go.
No, actually, Williamstown Theater Festival.
That's what I said.
No, I was saying the crappy one.
Oh, in Williams.
Williamstown.
Town.
Yeah.
That was a niche joke, and I enjoyed it.
It's great because I had to explain it to you. My favorite kind of jokes. Anyway.
We're stupid. Wow.
Anyway, so she's like
if
talking
to... If you want to come see us be idiots in a live show, y'all, be sure we're going to announce.
We're announcing...
This
our,
week.
Wednesday. We're announcing
the
name of the tour.
This is going to air on Sunday. We're hopefully going to announce the dates on Monday.
Wednesday.
No, the pre-sale. On sale.
Sale.
Well, that's what I said.
You know,
correct me when you're wrong.
Watch me.
Which happens all the time.
No, you're right. We're announcing on Monday. You're exactly right. Thank you. Wait, that means we have to do the show tomorrow to announce it on Monday. I'm going to stop. Just stop talking.
Yeah. We're fine.
But y'all, tickets are going to go on sale for you, our Gatreon members or Supercast members.
Yeah.
Tickets are going to go on sale Wednesday, the 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yep.
You'll get a pre-sale code.
So Hawaii, you're getting up early. Sorry.
You'll get a pre-sale code sent to you via Patreon.
Or if you're a super sissy, we're going to put out just a little 2-minute audio episode with it in the show notes.
Yep. I think that's it. So be on the lookout for that pre-sale code. We can say where we're going, right? We're
announcing it on Monday, you said. This comes out on Sunday.
Fine.
I'm just going by what you said.
Wow. Isn't it so obnoxious how cagey we're being? I kind of hate myself.
Oh, God. All right. So, y'all, Tia is like, well, that's good. You're going to get a job. And Nicole says, well, I got to tell you, my mom said Deontay come over to
She's
see
like,
me.
What? I want to kill him.
She's like, I thought he was a nice guy, but I don't want to threaten him or anything because I don't want to go back to prison.
Do you?
I was like, I don't want to call him up. Y'all, she's already thinking of killing him.
Do we all understand that Nicole only wants drama between her new girlfriend and Deontay?
Yes.
I have a feeling Nicole would probably get Tia to like rob Deontay or some shit like that.
In a second.
And Nicole would say, I don't know why Tia did that. I really was hoping to spend my life with her. I'm so sorry she went back to jail.
Y'all, there will be a Lifetime movie based on Nicole's life.
Whew. She's a piece of work.
She is.
Anyway, so.
And her makeup in her in the moments is like, I have to say, it's really, really well done. It's, like, she's good at doing her makeup.
It's a lot for the day.
It's fucking, you're doing a theatrical performance at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's like,
and you,
as one of the cheerleaders.
In the park, yes, and you need people to see your eyes fucking 500 yards back.
Yeah, it is a lot for a very quick, very close camera angle.
You know that the camera person was like, whoa, this is daytime. we need more light just to...
To diffuse the makeup.
Diffuse that.
So basically later on, she says to her, she says in her in the moment, she's like, you know, I'm so glad I'm with Tia, but I really miss him.
His money.
Yeah, she misses his money, y'all.
But Deontay just took care of me, you know? And Tia's like, it's hard for me to be vulnerable. And now I'm being vulnerable with Nicole, and I hope I don't get hurt.
Y'all,
I'll kill someone.
Tia seems scary to me. Maybe it's the face tattoo.
Yeah, maybe it's on her fucking temple that hurt like a motherfucker.
I was going to say, the pain that a temple tattoo...
Because
when I touch my temple right there...
Yeah, I bet while they did it, she just...
A piece of leather?
No, I bet she just smoked a cigarette. And talk to them about cars.
Y'all, someone sent us all of Tia's mugshots.
Oh, I didn't see this.
And it was something.
You never share with me anything.
It's on our Instagram.
Y'all, if you want me to see it, send it to my own personal Instagram because Poodle checks messages and then he never tells me.
I uncheck them. No,
you can make them unread.
I know, but you just don't check them.
That is not true.
You don't check them.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was to me. Maybe it was just to me.
No, it was to us and then we missed it.
Let's talk about Sean.
Send it to the Matt Maher.
Sean and Sarah.
Sean and Sarah. Oh, wait. Nicole, favorite part. I just have been thinking about Deontay a lot. I mean, look, this is push-up bra. I need boobs.
That's right. She does say
I need boobs, y'all.
Anyway.
Sean, is it rapid-fired pizza?
actually, just because it's so much, can we do John and Christiana? Because it's just a bloop.
Yeah.
Because I really want to end with Sean because he's such a fucking idiot.
So, John and Christiana, it's very short.
Like he, nothing.
They're still in the photo shoot.
She agreed. Have you ever seen someone say, yes, I will marry you again, in a flatter monotone, uncaring
no.
voice?
Like, yes, of course I'll marry you. Of course. Hits, that's different. I also want another wedding, modern, not a native wedding. And I want my mom to walk me down the aisle.
But she also wants her sister, y'all. And remember,
I want my sister, Tara.
And her sister tried to fuck her husband.
Ooh, who's no prize. This photo shoot just keeps going. They're like, so now kiss each other, but act like you're going to go kill people.
And she's like, And then John said, we are like Bonnie and Clyde because they died for each other. And I went, did they die for each other? Or were they just gunned down for killing people and shot at the same time?
I don't know if they died for one another.
I think they died together.
I think they died together. Did you hear Christiana say, yeah, this clothing is like a real aesthetic feeling. I don't know what that is, but I heard it one time.
Yeah. And I will say,
her eyebrows are still nuts. They're still drawn on.
There's a new look where she has short hair, which I like the short kind of blunt cut on her.
Yeah.
Y'all, she literally took a Sharpie and drew on her
one
eyebrows.
One
is so high. And the other one has like kind of like, it looks like a little sperm.
Yeah.
Like the front of her eye is real thick and then it's just a tail.
I think if I was a stranger.
She needs to go to Anastasia Brow Bar like tomorrow.
I think if I was a stranger to Lalu in general and I saw this episode first, I would be like, what world is this?
Every time my boyfriend happens to watch when I'm watching, he goes, where do they get these people?
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's one of the best shows on television.
There is a little bit in the featurette where they are talking about where John's like, Romeo and Juliet, who cares?
Romeo and Juliet.
Who cares about those two?
Cleopatra and Caesar don't know them.
And he's like, Bonnie and Clyde, they really love one another.
Really?
Romeo and Juliet actually, one could argue that Romeo and Juliet actually. Romeo
gay.
And Julio.
You're so gay, you called it
Romeo and Julio.
For never Julio. Was there a tale of two fucking hoes as this one of Romeo
and his Julio.
I made that movie. You know he did.
Ah, Julio. 'Twas but a scratch. Remembering how you dick me down the fortnight before. The air fortnight before. I will lie here another minute, please, and put your dick on my face. I, Romeo, I will bleed out. It's this poison will not kill me quick enough. Hopefully, I can be in your ass.
Yes.
When I expire.
Come in me again, please.
'Twas never a tale filled with more hoes than of Julio and his Romeo. Bless. Anyway,
coming to the Globe Theater in 2074.
Did you notice John say, well, I just know if she dies first, better have someone retain her just to hit me over the head.
So I'm going too.
I don't know if this is something to brag about.
No.
They would be bragging about dying together.
Now, look, I get it. Like, when you're in love with someone and you think about, if you really think about, well, I don't want to, like, have a life without them. That would be hard. But I don't want to, like, if my partner dies, I'm not, like, knock me off.
It's
this weird romantical.
Yeah. Romantical?
Romantical.
Romantical. That's a lacy word. It's so romantical.
Well, I was thinking of romantic and fantastical, and I combined them. But it's just this, it makes me, what I've talked about before, I don't always think John is good for Christiana's sobriety.
No.
Because he's not living in the real world at all.
Do you, but for me,
you need a dose of realism to stay sober.
I would hope that my partner or boyfriend, husband would want me to live a happy, healthy life after they passed.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me you're married, you're with a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been together for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Love of your life. He's great. You die.
Yeah.
And you want him to get married to another man.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I want them to live happily.
If he died before.
Oh, then he should be okay with me dating someone else.
That's what, yeah.
There's only one of me in a lifetime. Also, if I died first, I'd just haunt him. Because, y'all, I'm coming back as a ghost. Just from sheer will.
Okay.
I'm one of those bitches who become a ghost.
And you just proved John and Christiana's point. Let's move on to Sean and Sarah. I actually think he's one of the grossest people on television.
He's really foul.
He's a piece of fucking shit.
But in
y'all,
a way,
they're gonna have pizza.
In a way, this is just desserts
it's
for
just
him.
It's just desserts. It's perfect.
They're having those kind of, this is one of those like make your own pizza places. And she's freaking out. And he's like, it's super overwhelming here. And she's like, I still need to tell him the secret. And the secret is, we called it. I think I said she had a daughter.
She has a daughter who's 6 years old. And Sean said, you do? And she's like, yeah, I had her. My grandmother's been taking care of her since 6 months of age.
He has a problem with it because he hasn't even told her how many kids he has because he forgot.
He says, I just don't understand. We had a strong bond. I felt like you could have told me even when I asked you several times.
He's lied about everything.
So I'm like, well, then at least this is a good time for you to bring up all of your kids.
And he's like, yeah, I could have told her about my time with Destiny. Also, she said,
we got really close and then we kind of dropped away.
And then he was quiet. I'm like, that was during the whole Destiny saga.
Yeah. Which, y'all, it was extended for a whole season for us. That was probably 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
Because Destiny is, as Poodle says, she crashes and burns. She's
really quickly.
A comet in the night.
So she says, so here's the thing. I need to go see my kid, but I want you to meet my mom, but not now. It's not time. It's too soon. And I'm sure he's saying, I'm sure there's somewhere you can pull over to have sex to solidify the relationship.
Now, that makes him sound gross. However, remember, she was talking to him about having sex in a cornfield.
She was.
I don't even know how much of all this is true. I think maybe she has a kid.
Yeah.
But I think this whole, I don't want to meet you, my mom. I think all of this is because she met him and she
And
went,
he's gross.
Yikes.
Totally. I totally think that.
That's what I think.
I totally think that. And that kind of survivor brain clicked on her, says, like, I have to say I love him and I have to get out of here.
I've got to get out of this situation.
Yep. I think exactly. So like she's texting her. She said, I'm texting my friend. And she tells him, I'm not really ready to have sex right now.
Says it in the moment. She's like, I've never had sex with a man sober.
Right.
So that's something to process. Like, that's probably...
It's probably some type of abuse taking,
like,
showing up.
There's something going on there. Even she said, this is my cue to tell her everything, but yeah, I can't. And so...
She says then, So I think you just drop me off here instead of waiting for my mom to come and get me.
He's like, wait, like in the parking lot?
Yeah, I don't want to leave you.
Fine, just fine.
Just fine. You can go. You can go. You can go.
She said, Sean is she's a head first guy. I'm not a head first kind of girl. I think this is all too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean's like, well, you know, maybe after we have sex, we can talk and I can find a way to slide in there. And I went, yeah, literally, gross. Dude. And it's fucking gross.
So some car shows up. We don't know if it's her, quote, mom or her friend, but she says, stay in the car.
Stay in the car. He's like, well, you want me to give you a hug? Yeah, here in the car. Here in the car. I just want you to leave me here. And Sean's like, but it's so great to see that it's all imploding. Y'all,
I know. It's could not have happened to a shittier person than
him. Remember, this is someone who has pushed aside his kids.
Yep.
Chose a stranger over his children for the second time.
Right.
Quit his job.
Yep.
Moved his entire life.
Ding, ding,
to
ding.
To be with this woman.
Who he doesn't know.
And she's dropping him like a fucking Hot Pocket.
And all of us know it. And so he kind of like follows her and she's like, no, you know
what are you
understand?
Doing?
What are you doing?
Don't follow me.
Did you notice how she just changes?
Yeah. She's like, you could have pulled out that way. Why are you pulling out this way? And he's like, okay.
You seriously better not follow me now.
She's like, I love you. Bye.
Do you know my theory?
Well, and then we would say, as she's driving off, we hear her say psycho.
Do you know my theory?
What?
This is not her mom picking her up.
I don't think
this is the second string guy she was talking to in jail. Picking her up.
Oh, you think so?
This is simp number two.
Oh, I hope
If Sean was simp number one, this is simp number two. This is the second string.
Ooh, I hope so.
Yep. I just used the sports.
I hope that it's terrible, but I hope she just takes advantage
of
him.
Me too. I hope she takes everything he's got.
I hope this is a season of him just, yeah.
And the thing is, at least with Destiny, we knew because she was so erratic, maybe yes. Sarah's a better planner. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's the show, y'all.
Y'all, one of the best shows on television, this show.
Y'all. I just dropped the Patreon Bicurious poll yesterday, and that poll is active until Wednesday the 15th. So vote for your favorite, whether it is I Love a Mama's Boy, or it is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
yep,
or Prisoner of Love on Discovery Plus. Go and vote on that.
We have
on the Patreon.
Right theme song for that show.
Exactly.
Anyway, y'all, it's your choice, your poll, your call.
Poodle sound off. Fun.
Sound off. Yeah, can we call that a sissy sound off?
Nope, don't like it.
That's what we're calling it from now on, y'all.
Don't like it.
It's your sissy sound off.
Nope,
you can vote.
Don't like it. Branding needs to be
approved. That's what we're going to do. Sissy sound off. Love it.
Nope. Then you'll do it every time.
Oh, great. I'm happy to do it. I would love to do it.
Nope.
Why? Why don't you want to give over control? Let me do that.
Nope. Nope.
All right, Avery. So sound off, sissies. We'll see you next time.
And maybe pop off. I like that.
Nope. Don't like it. Sissy pop off.
Your branding is shitty.
Mine is much better than yours. Why are we in this show?
There we are. Y'all, we will
la-lu-ya later. Lock me up. Throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time. I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.